Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the big news is also Denzel Ward being back at practice. There had been a few reports recently that, you know, he had made the decision to keep playing despite suffering what has been reported to be his fifth concussion. Obviously, there's the decision itself, the concern you can have for Denzel, but to hear that he was out of the protocol and back at practicing, that is a very good good thing to hear there, Dusty.
No, that is a good thing. It's a positive. Anytime you get guys back, and yeah, that's great. Anything else jump out at you from Kevin Stefanski?
Well, I mean, just one more thought on Denzel. They have so much depth in that corner room that if Denzel had to miss time, I'm pretty confident that they can kind of, you know, between Greg and MJ Emerson and all the other guys, I think they really like Miles Harden as well. I think they can make it work for a short amount of time, but early in the season, between Denzel and Dalvin Tomlinson up front, man, they need all hands on deck. They really do. So just to give the offense a chance to kind of find its footing in case, and again, this is an in case, not a for certainty, in case it takes the offense a few weeks, whether it's September or the first couple games of the season, to get right.
I think it may take a couple of games to get right. I hope it only takes like one game. You think that Cowboys game is going to be this thing that propels them through the season. Don't you still believe that?
I mean, I don't know that I said that exactly. I just think they should.
Okay, I'm not a stenographer here.
Well, I do, because I propels them through the season. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, you think it's a game. Okay. What does week one mean to you? If the Browns win.
I'm not going to be ornery about this. I'm just pointing out that I could be. I think it'd be the best way to. I think it sets you up to then go on the road against Jacksonville and just start your season with momentum.
Would that be like propelling them, like momentum?
No, I don't think it would be. Right. No, I don't think it would be. Well, I just don't want to put too much on one game. I kind of look at September as the thing of like, you're going to learn a lot about this team, and you're going to learn whether this defense was a product of a lesser slate last year, because defense is always ahead of offense. I know that's a cliche, but like, there's no reason, especially now that they're healthy, that the defense can't hit the ground running. I actually don't think we've talked nearly enough about the importance of Dalvin being 100% early. And a lot of that is you just don't have another every down player up front. Like with, especially Mike Hall Jr. beginning the season on the exempt list. They waived Juwan Biggs, the kid out of Cincinnati. They waived, oh my gosh, there's another defensive tackle that they waived as well.
Biggs did get on the practice squad though.
Okay. Now, so they can elevate him, okay. But, like, they already have some kind of depth issues. Well, Ika, that's who I was thinking of. So Dalvin being able to play significant reps early goes a long way. And so from that side, I know when it comes to the offense, everything's about, well, have you heard the things you want to hear? Doesn't sound great there. I didn't expect the offense to hit the ground running week one. If it does, awesome. We might be able to recalibrate. Like, if the offense is ready to go week one and win you games, and the defense is close to who they were last year, AFC North title doesn't look so far-fetched. But at the same time, I don't think that's where my head's at with that. I also thought it was interesting that Jack Conklin didn't practice today because it's part of a ramp-up. So basically...
So what's the ramp-up?
I mean, I think the ramp-up is just making sure that he's slowly... No, I don't want to say slowly, but they're making sure they don't weigh him down early as he's coming off the injury. I'd prefer he was there.
Yeah, I mean,
that
makes me a little nervous that he has to have the rest or whatever.
I mean, I agree with you, and I think that's something to watch. At the same time, I think given his age and given the injury history, you kind of have to have a light touch with Jack, just because if he ends up going down, or if he's not ready for week one, or if he has a setback leading into week one, I don't know where you're going with left tackle. I mean, James Hudson, is he healthy enough? Like, Jed, you're kind of banking on Jed making a miraculous recovery mm-hmm. at this pace, which didn't seem like that's where it's going to go. So, I mean, those were two of the bigger things that I think I heard there. I also thought it was interesting with the Mike Hall Jr. stuff. Where Kevin, you know, he was asked, you know, basically, what are you going to allow Mike Hall Jr. to do while he's on the commissioner's list because of his domestic violence charges? And Kevin said what I think is the right answer, which is everything we're allowed to do, which the only thing you can't do is practice or play. But you can be involved in the meetings. You can work out, obviously. So I think that is consistent to the Browns' approach to this whole thing the whole time.
I hope that that is the case, especially with this situation. I mean, like, look, Conklin's going to be vital for this team. Isn't he kind of like the key cog right now when you're talking about the offense outside of Deshaun Watson's like health?
I think he might be the most important thing going into the early season just until you can get Jed healthy. Because, again, I listen, guys, we all know Jed is, through 4 years, I think Jed is who he is. You know, I think there's a chance that maybe the new coaching staff, maybe he responds and, you know, all of a sudden we see a different Jed Wills. I think there's just as easy to say, maybe the only thing keeping Jed Wills where he was in a good way was Bill Callahan. So, yeah.
Callahan out of pots.
Why is he from Boston?
Did you forget that we do this?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Which one?
Thoughts?
Wait, why are you jamming me up right now? I had a great thought on Jack Conklin.
Where'd it go?
Out in the ether, and then I think right through your ears.
The ether?
The ether. I said ether, you D. Man, I got to tell you, you're a short timer, and you are an ornery
short-timer.
Oh,
dude, you know what it's like, man. It feels good. Just jamming you up.
Anything you heard from Kevin there that you'd like to talk about?
I mean,
since I gave you three things?
It sounds like he wakes up at 7 a.m. every day.
Nope. I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to need a Browns take out of you right now. I'm not letting you. Nope. We got three. We got a few minutes to go here.
You want a Stefanski take?
No, I want. What did you hear from Stefanski? What stood out to you? I gave you three things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stands out to me the most is I think they're like all in on Conklin. And the idea that they're resting him, even though I said I'm a little concerned about that, I think Kevin understands how important him being healthy, bringing him along slowly, is going to be for this team. Because, my God, if Conklin can't go at left tackle, we're going to be in a tough spot.
Well, and it really is some balance of those two guys, Jed and Jack. And I thought it was interesting, man. When we had Zach on in the 3 o'clock hour, he kind of was saying it sure seemed like Kevin didn't want to say it yesterday, but Kevin had kind of a clumsy answer on why
Jed Wills?
Yeah, why Jed yeah. had been cleared but not practicing yet. And I think Zach's got the spot on interpretation, which is if you can't give something real there, it's going to make everybody believe that Jed had a setback. And I think that really changes the math. Because like what you just said is 100% true. If Jed can't go, and if all of a sudden, I can't remember if you can put Jed on the PUP again after being on the PUP list during training camp. I'm not familiar with all the intricacies. But if you have to put him back on the PUP, it's a lot of pressure on Jack, who, by the way, is also going across the line. Which is, okay, now it's a whole nother level of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, the guy has to sort of relearn how to play the position. Even though he's done it in the past, he doesn't do it in practice. Like, the guy has to get reps to get comfortable and confident that he can go out there and protect the blind side of Deshaun Watson.
Am I too overly confident that Jack Conklin's going to be a pretty okay left tackle?
No, I don't think so, because he's that good of a football player.
Yeah, I think the only concern...
I think good football players can figure it out.
Yeah, I also think Jack's just been around for so long, and because he's got experience at Michigan State... I know it's been a long decade since he was there. I love that. Okay, football player. That's what he is. And football, there are great athletes, of which there are plenty of great athletes in the NFL. The dudes who are just good old football players.
Dudes being dudes.
I think the only concern I have with Jack is, can he stay healthy? That'll be the thing. And by the way, given his age, that's something we're going to be looking at every single week. Like, you know, we've talked about, well, what can you do to feel confident about Deshaun and this, that, and the other? I think the only thing you can do to feel confident about Jack Conklin is just every week he doesn't get hurt. I don't think there's going to be a moment where I go, okay, that's not going to be at the top of mind for me with Jack. 216-474-0092. So Denzel Ward back at practice. Jack Conklin not practicing today, although it's a part of his ramp up and getting healthy. Some good stuff there from Kevin Stefanski.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.